Prayer isn't meant to be a formal religious exercise, but rather an intimate conversation with a loving father eager to hear from his daughters. Debbie Rundell's She Prays dismantles the barriers between women and prayer, replacing religious formality with authentic relationship. The book's power lies in its ability to transform our understanding of prayer from intimidating spiritual duty to natural, life-giving connection. When Jesus died, the temple curtain tore from top to bottom, a supernatural event symbolizing our newfound direct access to God's presence. No longer do we need priests or complex rituals. Jesus eliminated all barriers between us and God. Many of us still struggle with feeling good enough to approach God in prayer. We often project experiences with earthly authority figures onto our relationship with our Heavenly Father. The key is understanding the difference between conviction, which draws us closer to God, and condemnation, which drives us away. Romans 8:1 reminds us, "There is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." When we feel unworthy to pray, the problem isn't our sinfulness, but our limited understanding of God's grace. Prayer was designed to resemble Adam and Eve walking with God in Eden's cool evening, sharing thoughts and laughter in easy fellowship. This is the relationship God desires with you. When we pray, we're joining a conversation already happening within the Trinity. Jesus taught us to pray to your Father, Matthew 6:6, and modeled this himself. While addressing Jesus or the Holy Spirit isn't wrong, Jesus emphasized praying to the Father in his name. This pattern connects us to God's will and reminds us that through Christ's sacrifice, we approach God not as distant subjects, but as beloved children. The torn veil represents our direct access to the Father, transforming prayer from duty into intimate conversation. Creating uninterrupted time with God is essential. Just as conversations between spouses require privacy and focus, our relationship with God needs dedicated space. Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer, Luke 5:16, sometimes spending entire nights praying before major decisions. Your secret place needn't be elaborate, perhaps a corner of your bedroom, a specific chair, or even your car during breaks. The goal isn't perfection, but presence, establishing a regular rhythm of meeting with God. Before Jesus, no one dared to call God their Father, a revolutionary concept that transformed humanity's relationship with the divine. Through Christ, we claim our identity as God's children. Jesus referred to God as Father three times in the Sermon on the Mount, establishing a new paradigm. Our adoption into God's family means we're beloved children with full access to the King. This adoption grants legal, emotional, and spiritual membership that cannot be revoked. When secure in knowing we belong to God, our prayers become bolder, like a child who knows they can run to their father's study anytime. The Holy Spirit confirms this adoption, joining with our spirit to affirm we are God's children and heirs with Christ. This internal witness shapes our prayer life. When doubt creeps in, prayers become timid, but when we embrace our adopted status, they flow with confidence. Jesus included who is in heaven in the Lord's Prayer to distinguish between earthly relationships and our perfect Heavenly Father. While human relationships disappoint, God offers second chances. Though God is wholly other than us, he doesn't remain distant. Through Christ and the Holy Spirit, heaven touches earth in tangible ways. Jesus mentioned the kingdom of God over 100 times in the Gospels. This kingdom represents God's rule and authority over both physical and spiritual realms. In Eden, God's reign and our world perfectly overlapped until humans chose pride over divine wisdom. When we pray, "Your kingdom come," we engage in spiritual warfare, establishing God's authority in our lives. This impacts both visible and invisible realms as we participate in the ultimate fulfillment described in Revelation 11:15, when the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord. The Bible's essence could be distilled to "on earth as it is in heaven," God bringing his kingdom to our world. Through prayer, we become conduits for his power, partnering with him to extend his kingdom globally. Our prayers penetrate darkness and usher in God's will, even without visible results. Like ripples in a pond, they affect present and future generations, creating bridges between heaven's perfect will and earth's broken reality. Our human will is nearsighted, while God's knowledge extends far beyond ours. Praying, "Your will be done," isn't surrendering to a cosmic killjoy, but to a loving Father whose plans exceed our dreams. This surrender is active trust, believing God sees what we can't and knows what we don't. While our perspective is limited to the present, God's encompasses eternity. When we surrender our will, God often fulfills our deepest desires in unexpected ways. What looks like a no to our request frequently becomes a yes to something greater. Consider the woman whose dream of having 4 children transformed into thousands finding homes through her ministry. Through persistent prayer and waiting, we learn to trust God's bigger picture rather than rushing to resolve situations ourselves. Even when progress seems invisible, God continues working in response to your prayers. Temptation surrounds us, with Satan disguising wrong as right. The solution is simple: pray and run. Prayer strengthens resolve, clears your mind, and helps recognize deception. When tempted, flee compromising situations. Praying, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," acknowledges our vulnerability and dependence on God's protection, not weakness, but wisdom, like a soldier refusing battle without armor. Jesus teaches us to pray with impudence, bold, persistent determination. Unlike the reluctant neighbor or unjust judge in his parables, our Heavenly Father is intrinsically good. We can approach Him with childlike boldness, knowing He honors who He is. Faith means praying with both persistence and expectation. True faith hears the inaudible, sees the invisible, and does the impossible. This expectant faith grows through knowing God deeply in His presence. Even faith as small as a mustard seed can see God do amazing things. God loves to bless people by helping, caring for, and providing for their needs. As your faith grows through prayer, your requests evolve from self-focused to bold declarations that impact others, becoming personal prophecies that shape your life's direction. Scripture promises that those who honor God with their whole heart receive His blessing. God doesn't seek perfection, but hearts fully committed to Him. With complete trust, your prayers gain power, God's blessing follows you, and you'll witness His unexpected movements. When we pray, we connect to God's creative power, power meant to flow through us into action. Time in His presence strengthens faith, leading to intentional living. Don't keep God's work private. His power and love were designed to be shared, transforming both our lives and the world around us.